legal and very good. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump just tweeted that about his call with Ukraine's leader. Again, writing the probe into it is another witch hunt. He's also under more scrutiny for what the president said at a private event. That whoever leaked the details to a whistleblower is close to a spy. Bloomberg got a recording of it.
You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? The spies and treason, right? We used to handle it a little differently.
I'm saying in the old days we used to handle treason and spies a little differently. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has reaction live from Washington.
Dave, witness intimidation. That's how House Intelligence Committee Chair Democrat Adam Schiff describes the comments the president made, tweeting, "The president's suggestion that those involved in the whistleblower complaint should be dealt with as we used to do for spies and treason is a reprehensible invitation to violence against witnesses in our investigation." White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley on Fox and Friends.
These leaks are dangerous. People in this government are entrusted with secure, sensitive information.
President Trump made the comments during a private meeting with staff from the U.S. mission to the United Nations. Dave.
Rachel, back to Congressman Adam Schiff. Now, he called the Trump-Ukraine call a mafia-like shakedown. And at yesterday's hearing, before he questioned the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, the Democrat said, what he says is essentially what the president told Ukraine's leader.
I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that.
Now, Schiff was not reading the transcript of the call. It was his interpretation. The president just tweeted, "It was fraud, making me sound horrible and guilty," adding Schiff lied to Congress and should immediately resign. As for the whistleblower, the AP and the New York Times report, it's a CIA employee who was assigned to the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Giving was his mantra.
Well, obviously, being a police officer didn't quite provide. The Ukraine call and the whistleblower and the House moving toward a formal Trump impeachment inquiry. So now Congress is ready for a two-week break, but not before doing something to avert yet another partial government shutdown for now.
Short-term spending bill, keeping government funded through November 21st. One easy approval in the Senate, 82-15. The House approved the measure last week. It temporarily sets aside a larger spending showdown over a package of bills worth nearly $1.5 trillion. A fight that includes funding for a border wall sought by President Trump. A Republican-led Senate committee has approved about $5 billion for 200 miles of barriers, money that Democrats in the House call a non-starter. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The British-flagged oil tanker Iran, seized back in July, has finally been allowed to return to sea. The ship and its crew set free. Kids are getting up and getting ready for school across Chicago, but that might not be the case next month. They could get to sleep in because teachers have authorized the union to maybe organize a strike.
Teachers could walk out as early as October 7th if there's no deal. Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey.
I have a mayor that ran for office on the promise that she would make basic educational supports, education equity, and support neighborhood schools, and now we expect to see those promises in writing.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot talked to Fox 32 Chicago.
Putting 360,000 kids on the street when the deal is right here at our fingertips? How does that make sense?
The teachers want a 15% total raise over 3 years. The city, a 16% total raise over 5 years. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before today's trading. And in the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Green Bay Packers last night 34-27. That is the Packers' first loss of the season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
93.5. Good morning. I'm Diane Ducey, and we've got your news now. It is brought to you by Classic Plumbing with Tim Culver and his crew, offering a 2-year warranty on all their work. That's how committed they are to great products all the time. Call 586-PIPE, or you can visit their Facebook page, or visit ClassicPlumbingInc.com. Your local news now at 7:05.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Good news about the unemployment rates for Illinois. The Illinois Department of Employment Security says the August jobless rate for Illinois was at 4%, down 0.2% from July. It was the lowest monthly level on record. The Illinois rate was higher than the national rate, which was at 3.7%. The latest numbers show in the Champaign-Urbana area, it dropped more than 1% from 4.8% to 3.7%. Police are looking for a Champaign man accused of injuring two people after driving into a crowd. Police have issued an arrest warrant for 23-year-old Derek Overton on charges of aggravated battery. The incident happened Tuesday night near Springfield Avenue and Kenwood Road. Police say several people were in a fight outside a local business. When a man later identified as Overton got into a car and proceeded to intentionally drive over several people involved in the altercation. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing. Okay, good morning. Stevie J is on the line calling from his trip with Stevie J Travel. How are you, Stevie?
I am fine. I am very happy to be on the radio with you. Thanks to David Lesney, who told me how to dial my phone. We appreciate it because I forgot. I don't know what I usually do. In any event, we're live. I'm actually cruising here on the riverboat, Diane. This is the Viking Rhine River. I just passed some cows. I mean, the riverboat's small now. This is the Rhine River. A ginormous, you know, huge river for this part of the world when it comes to economy and barges and transporting goods and things like that. But it's gorgeous. And today, Diane, we stopped at Kinderdijk. And you could never spell it except for those people on the, you know, 12-year-old spelling bee. Those guys could spell that, but it doesn't spell anything like Kinderdijk. So we got off and saw a windmill. Guess when the windmill was built, Diane Ducey? Go ahead and toss your guess at me. When was the windmill built that I saw today?
1755.
Holy cow, 1738.
And now remember, I've been over there before, and I've toured some windmills, and I've got some wooden shoes. My mom had a pen pal from Holland for 72
years. That's
right. So I've been over there and visited their family and just had a terrific time.
Well, that's right. I do remember you doing that. This windmill had a mom and a dad and 13 children. And they had three beds.
Wow.
And they had a room where they lived in where the kitchen was. It was probably 10 by 12, and that's where 15 of them lived.
Wow.
In the winter, because that was the only room of the windmill that was heated. The windmills are a big deal over here in Holland. Is, you know, it's very typical to see souvenirs with windmills on them. Well, we saw one of them, as you have too as well, Diane. So it's authentic. It's a big time. It helps pump water out. It helps generate energy. A whole lot of Holland and the Netherlands is, you know, normally underwater. It's below sea level. They use dikes and all kinds of technologies to make so much of the land livable. But while the United States has been around 30-some years, these places have been around a lot longer. And when this windmill was built in 1738, George Washington was a young boy, and our republic hadn't started for another 40-some years. So in Europe, things are just, as everybody knows, a little bit older and been around a little longer. So it's educational and really fun to see it. But to see, you know, an authentic working windmill and all the technology that folks are coming up with a very long time ago is pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. But it's a great trip. We have about 34 people traveling with us, and Viking Ryan River Cruise is something we've looked forward to. And for those that don't really like cruising because of the motion, there's not much. This is a river. It's like you would do on any river cruise, maybe in Chicago. In fact, I bet Lake Michigan has more waves than this place. This is just calm, and it's been overcast. It did not rain today over here, but it rained a lot when we were in Amsterdam. Big thing over here is cheese. Many of our travelers took a ride to a farm, met the cows, and make all this cheese. And I love cheese. And if you love cheese, this is, you know, fantastic cheese. I mean, it's such great flavor, and we've even bought couple of packs of cheese to bring home with us. So today on Go Stever, you're going to get a chance to use Addie's. This is Addie's down at Stone Creek. If you want $30 to eat at Addie's today, the Go Stever offer is 10:30 this morning. You have to go to GoStever.com, view offers, and click accept. And if you're one of the lucky 15 people that'll get $30 to eat at Addie's, you have to use it within 7 days, and then you have to tell me what you think about it with a little feedback. And I know what else is going around Central Illinois right now, Diane, is both Cardinals win the Central Division. They certainly will be a wild card. They've secured that. But Milwaukee has not lost much in the month of September. In fact, they have won 20 out of 24 baseball games. And I saw the buzz even over here in the Netherlands about how the Milwaukee Brewer fans are mad at Joe Maddon because Joe Maddon is not going to allow some of his stars to play hurt. And Milwaukee says, hey, you got to try and beat the Cardinals. Joe Maddon said, hey, I'm going to put out a good team. And there are a few things in life I don't care about. And one of them is how Milwaukee thinks. Not too interested in the opinion of the Milwaukee Brewers. Because I'm pretty sure as incredible competitiveness in Cubs and Cardinals, I'm pretty sure both Cardinals and Cubs would both say, you know what, we don't really like Milwaukee either. We might like each other more than we like Milwaukee. But anyway, that could be a setup, too. They might just be saying that to psych the Cardinals out. Bottom line is Cardinals have to win this weekend against the Cubs in St. Louis if they want to win the Central. Huge advantage of winning the Central. They don't have to play Washington, which would be a tough one-gamer with Max Scherzer pitching. And they won't have to go to L.A. to play the Dodgers, who are favored to go to the World Series anyway. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Cardinals are in. Cubs are eliminated the other night, and they'll play down in St. Louis. And I would think it'd make the Cubs season, even if it did help Milwaukee, if they could keep the Cardinals from winning the Central. I think that would be the competitive nature of Chicago. And that's the way it is. That's okay. Cardinals have to step up and win. So that's today. It's coming up tonight in St. Louis, and then, of course, tomorrow and Sunday. We'll see what happens. If the Cardinals win the Central, they won't play until next Thursday, I believe. If they're in the wild card, there's so many combinations. They get tie for the best record of the wild card, then that'd be broken by a tiebreaker. And I'm not sure they could tie for a wild card, but I think they can because Milwaukee's one out, so there could be a combination where there's a one-day playoff in St. Louis on Monday to determine who plays the one-game wild card Tuesday. So stand by for all of that. So I'm keeping track of that over here. But I'm glad you're all listening this morning. Stay with us. Don't forget the Go Stever offer. Again, at Addie's coming up. We're on our way down the river. We're headed to Cologne, Germany, going into Germany. And we'll be on the Rhine for about 5 more days. And then I'm home next Thursday evening, and I'll be back on the radio with Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny a week from today. And I text Coach over here and said, Coach, I won't be calling you today. I'm on the Rhine River. He said, have a great time.
Awesome.
But there's a lot of cool things, Diane, over here. And it is just fun to do this in kind of a smaller way. There's only 190 people on the riverboat. Normally cruises have anywhere from 600 to 5,000 on them. And so when you step off your riverboat, you're right there in the middle of everything. And it's very easy to get on and off. In fact, the captain of the riverboat here, the Rhine River, Lofven, the Viking, he's greeting you, the captain of the Four Stripes. And that's unusual on most, you know, boat rides. So anything else for me, Diane? Do you have any other questions about our trip or anything else going on locally that I should tell our travelers?
I know that the Rhine River and the Mainz River either have green or brown bottles when it comes to the wine that comes from that river valley. Do you know the difference? Not yet?
No.
Okay. You'll learn that. because I did a similar trip up and down the Rhine and Mainz River. So that's something you'll take note of later as your trip goes along.
Well, I do know that on the Viking, they have complimentary wine for dinner. So I had wine last night for all you folks that think I'm a prude. I enjoyed my wine at dinner. I am not a prude. I just don't like anything alcohol-related when it comes to vehicles.
Exactly.
So it's really fun when you take a group because you're friends for life. It's one of those real bonding experiences because you share such cool things. And we got a bunch of really, really, and frankly, a lot of new faces that I did not know before this. And I generally don't mention too many people because it kind of illuminates throughout town. But we have a good bunch. And I think, frankly, there's, you know, Facebook pictures out there already, too, because the world of technology. One cool thing for those that do travel and know about this, if you go on a cruise, Internet's always very expensive. It's free on the Viking. So I got to do a little shout-out for that deal. That's awfully nice. But it's really nice when it's small because then everybody knows your name. And it's kind of like that. It's very laid back. There's no casino. I think there's a walking track on the top deck. We haven't even explored the ship yet. But I got to tell you, though, it was kind of embarrassing. We were in a Birkenstock store, and Janice looking at Birkenstocks, and I'm sitting. And I'm just sitting, Diane, with my elbows on my knees, just sitting, and I dropped everything, fell asleep. So my phone hit the ground. The papers I was holding hit the ground. It was like is that some sort of – what do they call them? Narcoleptics or whatever, feel fall asleep right on this. It was, we had been up all night, and then I, silly me, listened to the Cardinals on the radio just 3:30 the previous night at 19 inning game.
Yeah.
And so we all, when you do an overnight flight, you try and stay awake because then you want to get your clock, you know, together as quickly as you can. And it was, a little embarrassing because sitting, you know, at the presentation, and here's what's happening on this cruise, everybody's together, and I just have a very difficult time staying awake. So a little embarrassing. But, hey, I got a good night's sleep, as did the rest of our travelers, and everybody's pretty caught up. So we'll be keeping track of Cubs Cardinals tonight for sure. It starts at 2 a.m. my time. Don't think I'll be up for that, but I will be probably checking in on it just to – see, it's big, and I know the Cubs lineup won't be the normal Cubs lineup, and Yu Darvish isn't going to pitch this weekend, but the kid pitching, this Alex Mills tonight for the Cubs, Cardinals couldn't hit him at all. They have a hard time with rookies, and this kid's got, you know, soft stuff, but it moves, and here's hoping, because I do want the Cardinals to win that Central, and I know that the Cub fans are disappointed, and with all the injuries, and I'm sure the pending firing of Joe Madden, I don't think there's any chance he'll be the manager of the Cubs next year. It's just going to be that way, and we'll see who the Cubs hire in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
thanks so much for checking in. This is awesome.
Well, you bet, and I'll check in again tomorrow. We'll be in Cologne, and I'll check in with you from Germany tomorrow. And, again, don't forget the offer on Addies at 10:30. Go Stever, G-O-S-T-E-V-E-R. I also have a great interview I conducted with the tour guide that took us through the windmill. And he is authentically Dutch, and it's awesome. Very short, but I couldn't download, not quite the strong internet connectivity. Have the browsing, but the download didn't work, and so I'll get on land tomorrow and send that, but that's kind of a cool 3 minutes.
Sounds good.
So we'll be in touch, but thank you, Diane, for filling in. Thank you, everybody, for Go Stever and Addies at 10:30 in the Jeremy Warner Show. Illini football again off this weekend. So we can chill a little bit, get ready for baseball playoffs, and wait for the Minnesota game week from Saturday up in Minneapolis for Illinois football. And we're tracking, you know, the volleyball and soccer. Did soccer win last night? I did not
No,
see that
they
score,
did but not, but they got Nebraska on Sunday. And, of course, our Illinois volleyball team taking on Nebraska with a blue out tough puff tonight.
That is going to be standing room only. That's going to be, and Chris has done such a great job. He's a terrific, terrific volleyball coach. I think the best. So that'll be fun. And, of course, his mentor and where he formerly worked at Nebraska, they're in town. And that's a team that beat them in the national semifinals last year, too. So it'll be kind of fun. I think we get them tonight. I think we'll beat Nebraska, number one team tonight. My pick.
Okay.
Hey, listen, we'll be in touch.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you ever so much. Auf Wiedersehen. We'll call you tomorrow.
All right. You take care.
Thanks, Diane.
All right, bye. ESPN 93.5 joining the Fox Business Minute at 7:20.
Charles W. Scharf, chairman and CEO of Bank of New York Mellon. His first day, October 21st. Delta looking to expand its reach in South America, paying $1.9 billion for a 20% stake in Chile's LATAM Airlines. And users of Amazon's Alexa can now request recordings of their voice commands delete automatically. Amazon says it saves commands to improve the service, but the practice raised concerns with privacy experts who say those recordings could end up in the wrong hands. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
ESPN 93.5, as I welcome Audria Taylor Decker to our ESPN studio line, and we talk about the latest in the saga with a whistleblower, President Trump, impeachment. How are you, Audria?
Good. It's great to be with you this morning.
So tell us your perspective.
Well, it's been interesting. I mean, the political storm is now well underway. We have Democrats, of course, calling for impeachment, and all of the hearings are already taking place. Yesterday, Joseph McGuire, the acting director of the National Intelligence Committee, spent more than 3 hours before the House Intelligence Committee testifying, where he faced a lot of questions from lawmakers. And we know, of course, on the other side, President Trump is tweeting and responding and has issued and released the entire declassified version of his phone conversation with the president of Ukraine. So the information is now out there. The American people have it, but the political storm is going to take its course here. And Democrats have been calling for impeachment since the moment President Trump took office, and so that's going to continue, and it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out for them and if that plays to their favor in the course of the rest of the year and, of course, leading into 2020.
So I really don't get it. I feel like, you know, President Trump, it's in his right to visit with leaders of other countries like Ukraine. What's the problem?
Right. Well, the problem is that it looked like some information was going to come to the surface again, information Americans already had, and that's the fact that Biden, when he was vice president, withheld $1 billion in loan guarantees to Ukraine if they didn't fire their prosecutor. And so the moment that Trump mentioned that on a phone call with the president of Ukraine, I think Democrats had to pivot. They had to go after the fact that this information could be harmful to their Democratic frontrunner. And so really what we're seeing here is politics at its best, 2020 at its best. And at the end of the day, the American people, I don't think, want to see impeachment. Maybe the Democrats do. According to polls, Democrats do. Republicans don't. That's no surprise. But among independents, according to an NPR and CBS poll, 50% of independents disapprove of the impeachment process. And so they don't want to see this happen, and those are the people that are going to be deciding the 2020 election. And we've been through this before, right? The American people just went through the whole Russia probe looking for collusion, President Trump colluding with Russia, and they found nothing. And now we're going through the whole thing again with another issue. And here's what's crazy about this, Diane, is that they called for impeachment of President Trump over this issue before they had even read the transcript of his phone call between himself and the president of Ukraine. And so it's just clear that this is politics at its best.
Okay, interesting perspective. I like your stuff, Audria Taylor Decker. If we want more information and we want to, you know, keep up with you on social media, what do we do?
Yeah, thanks so much. Well, people can find us at imtomorrow.com. That's imtomorrow.com. Or you can find me on Twitter at Audria Taylor, and look forward to connecting with people there.
I like that. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks, you too.
All right, ESPN 93.5, we've got your Fox News coming right up.
You're all about helping others, Gary. Come on, man.
Well, I don't know. It just makes me feel good.
What did you love about policing?
Well, I just loved interacting with the public and, you know, meeting all the great people out there in the community. And we're working with all the fine officers I worked with. It was great.
Well, Gary Eden, I'm proud to award you a free roof for your home here in Champaign from Freedom Roofing and Kurt Kyle. Advisor. Congratulations. You deserve it, my friend.
Wow. Well, thank you very much.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mom season, and Country Arbors is home of the legendary $6 mom, the biggest, best-priced mom in the state. We grow 20,000 moms, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few moms when you're out. Country Arbors is in Urbana on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter says his phone call with Ukraine's president was very legal and very good. His request to have Joe Biden investigated in Ukraine has a majority of the House now saying he should be impeached. Congress is starting a two-week break, and Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal says back home,
we need to explain what's happening to the American people, because unfortunately a lot of people don't really understand fully, as you well know, the seriousness of the moment.
Texas Republican John Cornyn says impeachment is killing what could get done in Congress.
Lower prescription drug costs to provide for a highway bill to help people around the country to pass a trade agreement. All of those are getting pushed to the sides in pursuit of a political agenda.
He says he does have questions about records of the president's call being moved to a separate computer system, as alleged in a whistleblower complaint. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. Now we have your local news, and it's brought to you by Latitude Apartments. Oh, my goodness. They're located at 608 East University in Champaign. This is a terrific apartment complex if you'd like everything new. Boy, living life at Latitude Apartments means living life unlimited. You can get a tour at 608 East University in Champaign. Choose Live Latitude and elevate your living experience today. LiveLatitude.com for details.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are looking for a Champaign man accused of injuring two people after driving into a crowd. Police have issued an arrest warrant for 23-year-old Derek Overton on charges of aggravated battery. The incident happened Tuesday night near Springfield Avenue and Kenwood Road. Police say several people were in a fight outside a local business. When a man later identified as Overton got into a car and proceeded to intentionally drive over several people involved in the altercation. We now know the name of the person who died in a head-on crash on I-74 happened Thursday morning. Police say the crash happened about a mile west of the I-57 interchange. 29-year-old Michael Montgomery of Peoria was killed. He was driving a Lexus sedan headed west. A driver in a semi was going east. The sedan ended up in the eastbound lanes and hit the semi head-on. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
And elevate your living experience today.
I love the rooftop terrace, and my car is protected from the elements in the covered parking.
Uniquely modern for today's professionals, students, and grad students.
With the 24/7 fitness center.
So many amenities and sophisticated style.
Centrally located near the heart of campus.
Latitude Apartments, 608 East University. Mention you heard it on the radio and waive your application fees. Call 355-1535 or visit livelatitude.com.
At 7:33, we've got your weather forecast. We've got some clouds this morning and a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. High 82, low 66. Some morning showers could happen tomorrow. 40% shot at scattered showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. We've got a high tomorrow of 79 down to 65 in the evening. A little warmer on Sunday with a high 85, 90 on Monday and Tuesday, down to around 70 in the evening. Should be a good weekend. I know I'll be involved tomorrow morning with the Walk to Defeat ALS. If you want to come on out to Dodds Park near Parkland College, we'd really appreciate seeing you. Lots of things for the family to do. And if you want to walk and you're being spontaneous, at least $20 donation, the Walk to Defeat ALS. Your forecast, by the way, here at 7:34, brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Call 8777-GERBER or visit GerberCollision.com.
Join Addie's.
Thanks for spending your morning with me, Diane Ducey. Stevie J in Europe right now talking about the windmills that he was touring in Holland. And I was comparing my trip from 2016 when after my daughter Gabby went through the Army training, I promised her a trip to visit some of our exchange students. We had a blast. And I hope Stevie J, Travel, and all the folks 30-plus are enjoying their trip. Joining me on the ESPN 93.5 studio line is Shelby Stoddard in Pocatello, Idaho. How are you, Shelby?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. You're known for your work in the health industry there at the West Clinic in Idaho. And let's talk about the traffic and how it affects a person who might live near high traffic areas. How do you sum up this topic?
Well, I think that living in high traffic areas, you know, is sort of a consideration, but I think what happens in a more stimulus area, we get more of that stress response in the body. And I think depending on where you live, no matter if it's in the city or the rural areas, you have some sort of environmental stressor that can stress our bodies. So doing everything we can to, you know, keep ourselves as healthy as we can is important.
When it comes to that risk of stroke that we've seen in this study with 2,700 people in Spain that talked about their risk of stroke being higher in these high traffic areas, what are factors? The green space, the congestion, the pollution, the noise, or all of the above?
I think likely all of the above. It's kind of hard to pinpoint that, you know, specific thing, but I think it's just all of the above. All those factors kind of play a role, you know, in our health and how our bodies are responding. So if we're always under stress, our bodies are always adapting and changing and doing some wonderful things for us. But later in life, you know, you may see those changes within that blood vessel. And so that's when we see most of our strokes after the age of 55.
In order to get a better quality of life, what are some things you recommend, Shelby Stoddard, for people who live in these areas that have a lot of traffic?
I think diet is really important. So making just small changes in your diet, starting with some good healthy fats. So linoleic acid is a really good one to add. Now, keep in mind, too, that there's good fats and bad fats, and getting with someone, a practitioner like at the West Clinic or a naturopath in your area or someone who's versed in nutrition will be really important to help you kind of guide through that. We've had a lot of dietary and supplement changes or supplements on the market since 1994 when they passed the Dietary Supplement and Health Education Act, and so it's a $1 billion industry, and so trying to wade through all that, That's one of our specialties at the clinic is we've had over 100 years of practice experience from, you know, generations before us. So we have a good handle on what's good and what's not.
Excellent. Shelby Stoddard, you're probably fit as a fiddle yourself there in Idaho, I'm sure, right?
Well, I try to be. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I do have a good balance between diet and exercise, sleep. Sleep's a huge thing. You need our bodies repair the most between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. And so to get our bodies back into that natural restoration, that sleep's super important. Managing stress. So, you know, no matter where you live, we all have stress. So balancing that. I have a really great work-play relationship with myself and my family and friends. And so that's super important. Meditation studies have found that shows to really reduce our inflammation. So, it, you know, in a roundabout way, reducing your risk for stroke. And then yoga. Yoga has many, many documented benefits for reducing our risk for strokes and even cardiovascular events themselves.
I love it. Thanks for those recommendations. In case we want to continue the conversation, of course, we can rehear this at ESPNCU.com. But how do we get in touch with you for more advice on better quality life?
You can contact our office at West Clinic at the phone number, so 208-232-3216. Or you can visit our website at westcliniconline.com. And there is a host of information on there. There's videos, there's takeaways. You can call our office and we can you know, set up a phone interview. There's all sorts of ways you can reach us.
Sounds great.
Out there in Idaho.
WisClinicOnline.com. You have a terrific weekend, Shelby. Thanks for being on ESPN 93.5.
Thank you, Diane. Take care.
All right. Take care. 741.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
What I like about Baker Mayfield is he defied everyone's doubts. What I like about Baker Mayfield is that he did it with his actions, not his words. I know we live in a clapback society. I know we live in a time when it's seen as a symbol of strength, of toughness, of confidence, that everybody says something to you, if you come back over the top, harder and bigger. We see it in politics, we see it in sports. You can find the figures and you can find the celebrities and you can find the people that are celebrated for clapping back. I don't think I see it as a symbol of strength. Rather, what's tough, what's strong, what's confident is to ignore it all, to stay quiet, to act like Daniel Jones, and to come back and shut it all down with your play.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
The world is so beautiful. Sun, sky, stars, rainbows, and more. The colors of nature are the most amazing part of God's creation. Blossom Basket brings that creation into your home with bouquets of flowers. Flowers don't have to be for a special occasion. Just bring them into your home to brighten your day. Give Blossom Basket a call at 217-367-ROSE so God's creation can reside in your household.
It's that time again to award the My Office Plus and Longs Garage Player of the Week. The Week 4 My Office Plus and Longs Garage Player of the Week is Monticello quarterback Nick Tackles. The Saints threw for 4 touchdowns and ran for another in Monticello's 44-6 win over the Rantoul Eagles. Tackles refused to get tackled as he rushed for 80 yards on 14 carries. Nick passed for 149 yards and only 11 passes too. This was one of the most efficient performances by a player in East Central Illinois. Tackles was quoted saying, quote, "We had a really good week of practice. We're getting a lot of timing stuff down. The line did really good on Friday. They did a really good job this week in practice, too. We're just coming together really well. It's exciting to see what our potential could be," end of quote. The huge performance for the quarterback helped the Monticello Sages gain a 3-1 record on the year. The Sages host the 1-3 Bloomington Central Catholic Saints on Friday night. Congrats to Monticello quarterback Nick Tackles for winning the My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. The Player of the Week is also sponsored by Prospect Bank.
Hope your morning's going well. It's Friday. Feeling good about the weekend ahead. At 7:46, we've got your Redbird recap that talks about the Cubs and the Cardinals series that's starting up as we wrap up this season down at Busch.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
Cardinals welcome the Cubs to Busch Stadium. The final series of the regular season begins tonight. Cardinals will send Dakota Hudson to the mound against Alec Mills. Cardinals a game in front of Milwaukee in the National League Central. Their magic number is 3. Mike Schilt after the Cardinals dropped the final game of a 5-2, 7-game road trip on Wednesday in Arizona.
It was a hard-fought road trip. You know, I don't know how many 4-1 run games in Chicago. You know, we win the first game here and then lose a one-run game, and then, you know, lose a hard-fought game as well. So, yeah, tough road trip, but I'd really like to say it's a terrific road trip. You know, I mean, 5-2 on the road, and so we go home and we look forward to being refreshed and getting after it.
Dakota Hudson and Alec Mills tonight. Milwaukee's in Colorado. I'm Chris Rady on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
With Stevie J traveling in Europe, I recruited some help from some of our staff here when it comes to the sports, and it's pretty cool to get the perspective from Trevor Valise. Good morning.
Good morning, Diane. It's Trevor Valise here with your SportsCenter update. Start out with the Cubs, who were in Pittsburgh once again last night after being officially eliminated from playoff contention on Wednesday night. Things continued to spiral downhill for Chicago. They dropped yet another one of the Pirates and got swept in the series. Jose Ozuna had a pair of two-run doubles. Jacob Stallings, Pablo Reyes, and Jake Elmore all contribute in the Pittsburgh win. The Cardinals were off on Thursday, but the Brewers weren't. They took care of business against the Reds and their ace, Luis Castillo, winning 5-3 and rising to only a game behind St. Louis for the NL Central lead. Big series this weekend, which will determine who wins the division. It's Cubs-Cardinals tonight from Busch Stadium, first pitch at 7:15. You can hear the Cardinals call right here on ESPN 93.5 and the Cubs side of things over on US 105.9. The Brewers are out in Colorado to close up the regular season against the Rockies. For the Cardinals to be assured of winning the division, they've got to hope for some Milwaukee losses or a sweep of the Cubs at home. And Illini volleyball tonight at Huff Hall against Big Ten foe Nebraska should be a great one as two teams from last year's Final Four face off again. I'm sure the Illini won't forget that the Huskers came back from a two-set deficit to beat Chris Thomas's squad to move on to the national championship game in last year's tourney. Bears taking on the Vikings this weekend from Soldier Field in Chicago. There's a Big Ten football game tonight. Number 12 Penn State on the road to take on Maryland in a rivalry game. The Nittany Lions are favored by 6.5. A few more Big Ten games to preview for this weekend. Rutgers at number 20 Michigan. Middle Tennessee State goes to number 14 Iowa. Northwestern on the road against number 8 Wisconsin. Indiana on the road against number 25 Michigan State. And a Big Ten West battle between Minnesota and Purdue before number 5 Ohio State takes on Nebraska under the lights. Speaking of football, plenty of high school action around the area kicks off tonight. A few matchups we're looking at. Central's at home taking on Richwoods. Muhammad Seymour hosting undefeated 4-0 Mount Zion. Unity going on the road to take on Olympia. And it's a must-win game for Rantoul and St. Thomas More. Both teams coming into that matchup 0-4. I'm Trevor Valise, and this has been your SportsCenter update.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
Right now, the Home Depot makes replacing your old carpet easy. With more styles and colors to choose from, there's no better time to buy. With free installation on any carpet purchase of $499 or more, all by licensed local pros. Backed for life, today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $499 minimum purchase required, typically $699. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through November 6, 2019.
You had a dream of opening your business, and you took a risk to build it. At Busey, we understand your goals and dreams continue to evolve as you position your business for growth, look towards retirement, and plan for future generations. Achieve your dream. Busey is here to help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
With a river's flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Ever wanted to speak another language? Babbel can get you confidently speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? Ha ha, I got it. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
See why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com to try for free.
At 7:52, did you hear the news that Jennifer Lopez and Shakira will be the halftime show in Miami? So I thought I'd play a little Jennifer Lopez. I'm sure they'll work in some Pitbull. This is her song, On the Floor, since they're both known for their work in Miami.
Mr. Worldwide.
in Miami.
Get on the floor, daddy.
Red one!
Let me introduce you to my party people in the club.
A hip little Super Bowl show, I think. I like Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. And with Roc Nation, which is Jay-Z's group, kind of bringing the whole show together, I'm sure there'll be special appearances for people known for their work in Miami. I hope it's Gloria Estefan taking a little guest star spot, too. All right, when it comes to our weather this weekend, it's looking like a 40% chance of showers. That's happening for today with the clouds as we start, maybe later on, too. High 82 expected, 66 our low tonight. There's a 40% chance of showers both Saturday and Sunday. Let's hope the timing is right so you can get all your great weekend events in. Tomorrow's high at 80, down to around 65. 85 on Sunday. Warm on Monday as we wrap up September with a high 90. Same for Tuesday as we get into October already. Hard to believe, October. Our forecast is brought to you by Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. For pricing or to schedule an equipment survey, if you've got heavy equipment that's not performing right, they can help you out. They've got the sweepers and the scrubbers and the commercial cleaning equipment for you so that everything is performing at its peak. Call CMI 359-6262 to schedule an appointment. Your cleaning and janitorial equipment experts is CMI. We'll have the news coming up, all kinds of great things in the show. So stick with us here on ESPN 93.5.
Norm Miller here.